And here's our regular segment on science and technology on Rai Argentina to the World. First story is about Argentine students that will travel to the States to receive astronaut training. It's a group of 50 Argentine high school students that have been selected to travel to the States on September 22. They will join what it's called a space camp, and they will receive astronaut training through simulators with gravity chairs and neutral floating. These youngsters will design and then launch a rocket. They will also build a heat shield, among many other learning tasks, within the framework of the Advanced Space Academy program. The initiative is part of a scholarship awarded by the US Embassy in order to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, which was held on July 20. Students will travel from September 22 through 27 and will be at the US Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, as an opportunity to foster university and professional careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the embassy said in a statement. As for the selection process, 17 young people were chosen from across the country, from 17 provinces of Argentina. The priority was given to those that haven't been yet to the US. The southernmost weather radar on the planet was inaugurated. It's a weather meteorological radar, and it will be used for predicting and forecasting storms, to the detail of being able to determine the intensity of rainfall in the area, among many other uses. This device was inaugurated last week by national authorities and the provincial government of Tierra del Fuego in the city of Rio Grande. The equipment, developed state-run technology company INVAP, was installed in a site belonging to the Argentine Navy. It will become a part of the national weather radar system. SINARAME, that's the name of the program, was created in 2011 in order to provide this type of radars to different parts of the country. But the particular thing of the one already operating in Tierra del Fuego is that it is the closest to the South Pole in the whole planet. The Argentine weather radar is capable of detecting a severe storm 480 kilometers away and determining the size and the density of raindrops at 200 kilometers away, as well as establishing whether or not it has hail, or calculating the speed of the wind and verifying if it comes with tornadoes. Among several other applications, it will be used to plan water projects in the region, such as bridges and culverts, and for water management and zoning. Experts alert about the possibility of a lake tsunami in Traful, northern Patagonia. There is a submerged forest in Villa Traful, which is a tourist attraction there in the province of Neuquén, in the Nahuel Huapi National Park. This sits on a block of rock that moves to the bottom of the lake, and that, if there is a sudden collapse, it could generate a catastrophe for the population living in the surroundings of the lake. Well, this is the assessment of a study of geologists from the National School of Exact and Natural Sciences of the University of Buenos Aires. The submerged forest is part of a broad slide on the edge of the hillside, which is sinking into the lake at an accelerated rate, according to the monitoring we have carried out over the past 8 years, Andrés Folguera says, a researcher with the faculty. If this happens, he said, it could generate a tsunami, and tsunamis in lakes can generate waves dozens of meters high. The block of rock in question is about 3 kilometers wide and 10 kilometers long, and according to calculations, is moving at about 36 centimeters annually, a very rapid movement that reflects the magnitude of the process. Lake tsunamis are very common for Folgueira says, and the deeper the lake, the bigger the wave generated. So these tsunamis are larger than ocean tsunamis. The Traful, mind you, is 300 meters deep. The researchers carried out calculations in order to assess the risk of a potential tsunami that, if it were to occur, would reach the southern coast of the lake and would devastate the population of Vixe Traful with some 400 inhabitants. According to the researcher, if the process accelerates, a massive evacuation plan would have to be put in place. There should also be certain infrastructure and town planning program for the area, taking into account the potential risk. The effect of the tsunami could reach as high as 100 meters, but beyond that level, the population can expand to 500 meters above the mountain slopes. And these were the science and technology news on Rai, Argentina to the world.